she's real fine, my 409.
This is the Saturday Morning Test Drive, brought to you by AutoFlex Leasing on 105.3 The Fan.
Well, good morning to you. This is the Saturday Morning Test Drive, brought to you by AutoFlex Leasing with your host, David Blassingame.
Good morning.
Tammy Pickard.
Hello.
Lane.
Good morning.
And me, Sybil. Hello. Welcome. We're here every Saturday morning at 9 a.m. talking cars, taking phone calls at 877-881-1053, and reading your AutoFlex Leasing fan texts at 43733. Plus, if you're in the market for a new or certified pre-owned vehicle, the best place to go is AutoFlex. There's two locations right here in DFW. What are the phone numbers, David?
Either 817 or 972-234-1234, 888-234-1234, out of the area. As always, you can go to AutoFlex.com. You can see all our great pre-owned cars there. You can see the Save Money Monday cars there. We'll talk about that a little later. And you can also apply for a lease online. Set up a test drive. So maybe you want to drive a Honda, a Ford, a Toyota, and a Mazda. We'll line them up side by side for you right there. You can set that up at AutoFlex.com, and you can learn all about leasing and buying, or the Flex Buy if that's what you choose.
And today's supposed to be a really beautiful day, so it's a good day for test driving. Sunny and 60. You can open the top or put down the roof.
It's going to be better than tomorrow.
That's true.
Yes.
It's in the 40s tomorrow.
Yes. I think the roof will be closed.
It should be anyways. So while we're talking about new cars, this is a great little list. Things to keep in mind before you actually purchase a new car.
You know, and here's the thing. We're at that time of the year when all of the advertisements you see are, it's the end of the year. We need to save inventory taxes. It's the end of the year. Well, there's a lot of stuff out there that's true, and there's a lot of stuff out there that's just Add stuff. That's another word for BS. So, add stuff.
And yes. So,
yes. Here's the thing. It is not a bad time to get a car right now because a lot of the manufacturers are trying to buy market share. They want to deliver as many cars as they can before the end of the year because then they have bragging rights, right? Right now, Mercedes-Benz would like to be where BMW is. Looks like BMW is going to have the most luxury cars sold in America this year. Mercedes-Benz is trying to turn that around, so next year they will have that title. It's a big deal to them to have that big market share. You know, Ford with the F-150, the best-selling truck in America, they advertise that. So there is a lot of real push out there for people to get a deal at this time of year, a lot of incentives. In fact, specifically the Ford pickup truck, there's a lot of money back on Ford pickup trucks right now. So if you're in the market for one, give us a call. We'll show you how we can take that money back and lower your money in a lease. But you will also notice things like 0.0 till the end of the year, 0% interest. And here's the thing. For one thing, there's not a whole lot of interest, period, because money's really cheap right now. The other thing is all of those ads, if you have a TiVo and you can stop those ads on your television, they all require something called dealer participation, or it involves the rebate that you would receive if you didn't take the 0.0. So it's a you can have this or you can have this.
Right.
You can have the rebate or you can have the 0.0. Well, guess where the 0.0 comes from? The money that you turn down. So there's no free ride, just like now as in always. And I think advertisers would like you to believe there is, but there's really not.
Mm-hmm.
It's you either get the money back or you have the interest rate. With leases, it's the same way. The ads that you're seeing right now are just amazing. You can buy a $35,000 car for $299 a month, but you have to read the ad, and that requires $3,500 down, plus tax, title, and license, plus possibly the assignment fee. So And still requires dealer participation. Because to get that payment, you have to give up the rebates that go along with that car. So it's not really, they're not giving you anything. You're just not taking the rebate and you're getting a low. Yeah, exactly. You're moving that rebate mentally in your mind into the payment. And it's just a large down payment on a lease, which makes no sense. If you lease a car, spend as little of your money doing it as you possibly can. That's the whole idea on the lease.
Mm-hmm. Because all you're doing with that upfront cash is prepaying a portion of your payments, really. I'm all about paying your taxes up front. You can finance them if you want to at the super low interest rates that are available today. You might want to keep your cash working for you. You could send that $2,000 toward your mortgage and really save some money.
Yes.
Versus paying 2.9% or whatever your interest rate is on the car and financing it. You know what I'm saying? Give the money put your money where it's going to save you the most.
Right.
So you kind of have to analyze your entire financial situation and make those decisions.
Mm-hmm.
Now, there are some real considerations to some advantages that you can have between now and the end of the year. The number one that comes to mind is the sales tax write-off. Mm-hmm. And until December 31st, if you buy a car or if you lease a car and you pay your taxes up front, you can take that as a deduction off your 2013 income tax. And that's going to go away on December 31st. So that's a real – that's not an advertising thing.
Right.
It's a real thing. The 179 write-off is going away on December 31st for all practical purposes. It's going to go to nothing. Right now, it's huge. So if you went out and if you wanted to buy or lease a vehicle, either new or used, that has a 6,000-pound or greater gross vehicle weight rating, which includes a lot of – like.
Tahoe,
four-wheel drive Tahoes, Suburbans,
Lexus
GXs, Lexus LXs, a lot of the bigger SUVs will qualify for the over 6,000 pounds GVWR. You can take like a 70% write-off of that right now this year for the entire price of the car. So
if you buy it.
If you buy it. Or if you lease it, you can still do that,
okay.
But it's going to go away on December the 31st. So, and if you do a flex buy on one, you can do that also.
At midnight.
At midnight
on
December 31st.
You have until close of business on December 31st.
So those are real, and if you own a business and you're considering getting some trucks, some bigger trucks, get them now because that write-off is a huge, huge consideration.
What is it called again? GV?
Gross vehicle weight rating. And that means the weighting, the weight ability of the vehicle when fully loaded or the weight of the vehicle when fully loaded, the gross vehicle weight rating is above 6,000 pounds. So it doesn't mean the car weighs more than 6,000 pounds. It means when fully loaded to manufacturer specs, it is 6,000 pounds or greater.
With people, equipment, whatever?
Exactly, yeah.
Okay.
Whatever the rate rating is or whatever they're supposed to carry. So those are two real considerations that can save you money. Income tax and 179 write-off. If you need to know more about those, you can give one of our offices a call, and they can explain it to you and show you how it can save you some money between now and close of business on Tuesday.
Mm-hmm. 817 or 972-234-1234. And we do have a fan texter who says, I'm going to Autoflex right after New Year's. I can't wait. I'm getting a new truck. But if you're listening, maybe you should go before.
Plus, well, think about the sales tax. If you're going to pay your sales tax up front, you can write it off this year.
Well, if he's buying a truck, for sure he's flex buying it. For sure he's paying his taxes up front.
Mm-hmm.
So there you have it.
Can we real quickly tell people what the flex buy is if they haven't heard us talk about it before?
Yeah, it's like a lease for a pre-owned car, but it's actually a purchase. So what it means is you have the title in your name, you own the car, so you have all the privileges of ownership. But at the same time, it gives you the low payments that you're normally getting with a lease because it has a residual value. It's residual-based financing. So there's a residual at the end. You make much lower payments. If you want to buy the truck at the end or the car, you know how much it's going to cost you. You make lower payments. You make a decision at the end whether to buy it or whether to walk away. If you want to, you can simply walk away. It's like a 3 or 4 or 5 year test drive.
And when you come see us, you can compare conventional financing to the flex buy to figure out which one makes more sense for your family, mm-hmm. your needs, your budget, and make your decision that way. And you can also compare a brand new vehicle lease to that as well, and we can show you how much more you'll save going with a pre-owned vehicle, first of all, because it's already depreciated, then doing the flex buy on top of that. It's a super savings. It's pretty cool.
Mm-hmm.
Same fan texter wrote back and wants to know if they can use their pickup truck as a trade to help with payments.
Please, yes.
Yeah, we love trades because we need trades.
Mm-hmm.
We sell and lease a lot more used cars than we do new cars. And we sell them a lot faster. It's crazy how fast they go. So if you have a trade-in on a vehicle and you're considering trading it in, call us. Come by and see us because we need your trade.
Mm-hmm. We've all heard of MAD, Mothers Against Drunk Driving. Now there's DADS, Driver Alcohol Detection System for Safety, that might be coming to cars.
Well, yeah, it's part of the Obama's administration's effort to eliminate drunk driving through the National Traffic and Highway Safety Administration. And here's what they're doing. They are spending a lot of money doing a lot of research, and they say that by 2015, they will have research vehicles available that will incorporate two different approaches to measure your blood alcohol content before you drive away. One will be breath-based. The other will be touch-based. So when you grab your steering wheel, it will measure the blood alcohol content through your skin, or you're exhaling, there'll be a monitor somewhere in the dash of the car that will measure the blood alcohol content of your breath, and it won't let you drive if you've had too much to drink, which is a fabulous thing.
Mm-hmm. I wonder, though, if you have a car that was made before these are implemented, do you have to go get something put in your car? I mean, will it be legally mandated and required?
And does that mean drunks will be buying older cars?
Yeah.
I don't know. The automakers have agreed to spend at least $1.2 million to help in the research, because I think everyone would like to see drunk drivers off the road. In 2012, crashes involving drunken drivers increased, actually, 4.6%. It's been the first increase in the last 6 years. So it would certainly help if we could eliminate any of those people from driving on the road, or all, would be much better.
Mm-hmm. Especially with New Year's coming up. Just hire a cab or call Uber.
Well, they've got those car services. Uber, you know, we were at a party where people actually had used Uber.
Mm-hmm.
And Uber was coming to pick them up at the end. And I guess Uber is an individual that volunteers to drive you where you need to go.
Well, you have to pay for it. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And it's actually a little more pricey than a cab is.
Well, sure it is.
But it's supposed to be more luxurious, like you ride in a town car instead of a sedan, or instead of a whatever,
I'm thinking
Crown Royal.
On your way there, that might matter. On your way home.
Yeah. Who cares?
Well, and you hope that the driver is not a serial killer.
Right.
But other than that.
Well, there's that.
You know what I remember, and I don't even know if this is still around. There was a company called Wingman, and it was out in the mid-2000s.
Yeah, and you know, it went away, I think. But
I
that was a
thinking
great,
that. I know.
Google it.
I thought it had to do with dating when I heard about it, but then I found out, no, it didn't.
Well, they would ride out, and it was mainly, it only serviced the Uptown Dallas area, but they would ride out on a little miniature bicycle, and they would get in your car, they would pack the bike into the trunk of your car, and they would drive your car home
right.
So that you didn't have to drink and drive. Oh, that was fantastic. I wish they still had that.
You'd have your car, too.
Yes, mm-hmm. You have your car, and you didn't drink and drive.
And Sybil just liked the little bicycles, I think. Yeah. She's really enthralled by
those. I need one of those. All right, we got to take a quick break. We'll be back with more Saturday Morning Test Drive, brought to you by Autoflex Leasing.
We're back to the Saturday Morning Test Drive, brought to you by Autoflex Leasing.
Welcome back. This is the Saturday Morning Test Drive, brought to you by Autoflex Leasing, with your hosts, David Blassingame, Tammy Pickard, Lane, and me, Sybil. Our phone number is 877-881-1053. Maybe you're going back and forth between a couple of cars. You want to get something before the new year kicks in. Now's a great time to call. Ask your questions. You can also send us your Autoflex Leasing fan texts at 43733, or you can call Autoflex directly. What are those phone numbers, David?
Either 817 or 972-234-1234, 888-234-1234, out of the area. Autoflex.com, where you can go to and click on the Facebook icon and follow along with all the stories we're doing here on the air. Also, some pretty cool videos and some fun car stuff there, and some non-car stuff.
Mm-hmm.
During the holidays, I pulled off a few articles that were like, you know, what really makes you mad when you're on an airplane? Guess what won?
People kicking their seat back in front of you.
Yes.
Yeah.
Except it's kids.
Right.
Yeah. Inattentive parents. That was the number one gripe.
Oh, I believe
people
it.
People that don't control their children when they're on an airplane.
And they're kicking your seat.
Yeah. So you can read about that also.
Okay.
Okay. Now, if we wanted the fan text lines to light up, this is probably going to be the moment. Because advertisers are finding new ways to connect with you as a motorist. And here's what it amounts to. You're driving down the street. There's a McDonald's coming up on the right. And all of a sudden, a McDonald's coupon pops up on your nav screen.
Or just an advertisement for McDonald's. Not
or an advertisement for a restaurant. Or an advertisement for an oil change place. Will just pop up on your magically
mm-hmm.
on your nav screen.
Magically.
Yeah.
I'm torn on this. The convenience of a coupon when I'm in the area,
mm-hmm.
and maybe it makes me, oh, yes, I did need a Bed Bath & Beyond coupon.
Right.
I was headed there, and I forgot my coupon, so yes, I did need that. But the distraction scares me a little bit, because that's just one more thing to feed our desire to not pay attention to what we're doing.
Mm-hmm. I'm torn, but for a different reason. I love the idea of, I mean, that's a great idea for advertising, and it might make you actually stop and go in, but I hate the idea that they're coming in and hijacking my nav system, and now what if I'm looking at my directions?
Exactly.
Now I have your dumb ad in my face.
Right, and is it going to feed across right where I'm trying to see?
Right.
I am so glad you said ad after that. Okay, so there's two companies that are in the midst of this. One is called PlaceCast. The other is AHA Radio. And everyone may be more familiar with AHA Radio because they are actually a company that is building relationships with a number of manufacturers to have this kind of input into your infotainment system. They're working with Ford and Toyota and Honda right now just so that they will be able to place ads, by golly, along with entertainment, in your radio. Now, here's the thing. It's already happening if you are listening to Pandora and you're not a subscription listener.
Right.
Because they're going to throw some ads in on you. So it's not just music. It's satellite music with ads.
Mm-hmm.
Well, this is just sort of an extension of that. This is infotainment system with an advertising twist to it.
Yeah, but it's so intrusive. It's like the one place you can get away from all that is your car. That's your personal private space. And now they're coming in and
so the question,
shouting at you in your car.
The question to listeners is, how do you feel about
these
companies intruding into your infotainment system and giving you coupons? Now, you're driving home from work. You've got a restaurant that you've been to several times. Your car's GPS knows you've been there. They can go in and read that. They know you're going by one of your favorite restaurants on the way home, so you get a coupon from that restaurant on your way home.
Now I got to hide from my car.
Right in the middle, right in the middle of trying to figure out where you're going next, because you weren't going home. You were trying to input that in your GPS, and now you have an ad from a restaurant on your GPS.
It's brilliant. From an advertising perspective, it's genius. But I just wouldn't, I don't want to be in the car and have more things yelling at me to, hey, come over here and look at me and buy this. I don't like advertising shoved in my face.
You don't? So
no.
Already with it coming up on your phone and Facebook and
whenever
you play those games on the apps and all the advertising, that bothers you?
Yeah, like on my email when it knows where I've been or what I've Googled and it suddenly has ads for that. Creeps me out.
Well, it's already started because this month, AHA Radio is running their first campaign like this, and they're running it with Quiznos sandwich shops, and they are, in certain parts of the country, they are inserting Quiznos ads into your automobile infotainment system just as a test to see how people are going to do with this. And the biggest thing that's different about this is the GPS tie-in, because it knows where your car is.
Right.
And so it can give you ads for places that you're approaching or that you have gone to before. And so here's the other thing. That means that everyone can know where your car is all the time.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe a jealous boyfriend, maybe the government, but they all know where your car is all the time.
Yeah. Is there a way to turn it off? I mean, can you?
No.
Well, we don't. Who knows yet,
well,
though?
Your GPS in your car is on all the time if you have an nav system.
I know, but I feel that should be an option to turn it off because of the distraction. You would be inclined to look. I know people who can't sit at a stoplight and not pick up their phone.
That's
and
me.
Start messing with it. You know, for 10 seconds, if they're just stopped, if traffic has stopped, they've got that phone back up in their hand.
The Autoflex Leasing Fan. I'm sorry, go ahead.
No. Done.
The Autoflex Leasing Fan Texts have already started, so will I get... Oh, no. That is shocking, and I think it's dangerous for them to do that, and that's just not right. That's very intrusive. Angie, thank you very much. Another Autoflex Leasing Fan Text. We can't even text and drive. A machine should get the ticket.
Yeah.
Well, and that's the other thing. It's a tremendous distraction, I would think, if that's happening.
Because then you're looking down there to read this coupon, and how big could the coupon be? How big, you know, based on the size of the screen, is it going to just flash your whole screen? Is it going to be a small
icon? And how do you claim it? I mean, is there a QR code?
Right. Yeah,
there's probably going to be either a QR code or there's probably going to be a code number. Okay. You give them, you know, 905-666, and right. Boom, there you are.
Okay, we need to work to find the people who are doing this and get some information. I have a friend who already pushes ads out to cell phones, and I don't know within what application she does it, but she works for a company based in Richardson, Ericsson. And mm-hmm. she is in charge of pushing these ads out to people's cell phones. Already.
So we should have her maybe as a guest next week.
Yeah, and if she knows, and I'm going to talk to her about maybe who she knows that might be involved in this. So maybe we can get somebody to explain what's about to happen to us all.
You just can't get away from advertising.
No.
I mean, even in the bathroom stall at a public place, when you go in and shut the door, it's on the back.
They've taken it pretty well every available space.
Yes.
Let me tell you what. The advertising world is completely excited about this.
Mm-hmm.
They see this as the biggest new opportunity that they have seen since maybe television. It's a huge, huge thing, which means that there's going to be big dollars behind it, which means it's going to be very, very tough to control, to if you don't want it, to get away from it.
Right.
Because there's a lot of people that are going to invest a lot of money in getting inside your car with you and telling you about their products and offers.
I mean, it's a fabulous idea. I personally probably won't like it once it's popping up in my car, but it's a great idea from the other angle.
Mm-hmm. I wonder if it I guess it wouldn't pop up if your nav isn't on. I guess we'll see.
Yeah.
Anyway, love to know what you all think about it. Are you going to love it? Are you going to hate it? Do you not know yet? Or do we have to see when it actually happens?
Well, and you can always vote with your dollars, because if you don't like it, if you don't go to any of those places and buy anything,
it'll fail.
Then it will fail. But if people really jump on this, and I'm thinking that they will,
mm-hmm.
It'll be a huge success.
Very true.
And when is this going to begin, do we think?
Well, they're already they're testing it on AHA Radio. This month is the first test with Quiznos. So if you're an AHA Radio subscriber, then maybe you'll be seeing some.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. We'll get some feedback from people, I'm sure.
Yes. Speaking of technology, cameras and Bluetooths might be a new way for parents to monitor their teenage drivers.
Yeah. You know what? There's a lot of products out there now, so you can monitor your teenage drivers. Probably the best known one is the Ford MyKey, which keeps people from driving too fast. If you're in there and you have an Android, it won't let texts come through while you're driving. It's part of the Ford MyKey service program. And there's a number of other service programs that are going to be introduced in the next few years that will help you monitor your kids' driving. It'll keep them. It'll tell you when they drive too fast, when they accelerate too quickly, when they brake too quickly, or if they're driving erratically. You'll be able to get a report immediate report on your smartphone.
Like insurance company Esurance, they've already developed a device called DriveSafe. It does all that. It monitors the driving habits of anyone using the vehicle.
So
does onboard diagnostics. Go ahead.
It tells you about it, and then you talk to your kids about it later, or
exactly.
It automatically keeps them from doing it.
Talk to your kid. You mean beat them about that? I'm kidding.
Well, when you look at
you can check the app.
Young people between 15 and 24 represent only 14% of the total U.S. population, but they account for 30% of the accidents. So, I mean, kids can't drive. They're learning. And that's why you never get them a new car, folks.
Well, 30% of the costs of the motor vehicle injuries. I don't know about the actual accidents, but I don't know if they're more severe, but 14% of them are that age. 30% of the total costs of motor vehicle injuries among males and 28% among females. It's $19 billion is the total cost for male, and $7 billion total cost for females.
Wow.
And there's the cost from these injuries and accidents.
There's also a product, and this can slow down a lot of stuff. There's also a product called DriveCam, and you can get it. And what it does is you install a small camera in the car, and it lets you see what's going on when your kids are in their cars with their friends or alone,
mm-hmm. yeah.
or wherever. I'm thinking this may be really, really good for unwanted pregnancy. I'm just saying.
David.
Just saying.
But the company has recorded a 65 to 70% reductions among participants in distractions, tailgating, poor scanning, intentionally unsafe driving, and speeding.
You know, you talk about being intrusive, but I mean, your kids, putting a camera in the car? That's pretty darn smart. One that you can monitor.
My kids.
Look at Lane. Lane shaking his head. No.
So many different things can go wrong with that.
That's true. But then you'd know.
Or not go wrong.
Right. All right. We got to take a quick break. We'll be back with more Saturday Morning Test Drive brought to you by AutoFlex Leasing.
We're back to the Saturday Morning Test Drive, brought to you by AutoFlex Leasing.
Welcome back. This is the Saturday Morning Test Drive, brought to you by AutoFlex Leasing with David Blassingame, Tammy Pickard, Lane, and me, Sybil. Hello. Happy Saturday to you. Our phone number in the studio, 877-881-1053. Our AutoFlex Leasing fan text is 43733. Just don't text us while you're driving. And if you want to call AutoFlex, you can do that. They're open today. What are the numbers, Dave?
Either 817 or 972-234-1234, 888-234-1234. Out of the area, as always, AutoFlex.com. And you can follow along on the Facebook icon with us there. Click on Facebook and see all the stories we're doing. You can also see all of the Save Money Monday cars at AutoFlex.com. And that is a sale that we run every week. We always send cars to auction after we've had them X number of days, usually less than 2 months, but we send them to auction, and they are sold at auction, and we know we're going to get wholesale for them there. That's all you get at auction. So what we do is we mark them down from retail. We mark them down radically, in fact, and we offer them once a week on Mondays before they leave for the auction on Tuesdays. And this is not a this is not an ad thing. This is a real thing. These are real cars that we really do offer, and they're great cars. Right now, if you're looking for a 2013 three-quarter ton 4x4 Ford XLT pickup, that's on Save Money Mondays. How about a 2013 Volvo XC60, a great vehicle, Save Money Mondays. How about a 2012 4x4 Limited Tundra? Everything all the way down to how about a 2012 Fiat 500 convertible.
And that Toyota Tundra, that would qualify for that tax deal.
It would. You'd get the 179 write-off on that.
And the sales tax savings write-off.
Exactly, as you would on the F-250 4x4.
Yeah.
Because that's over 6,000 pounds GVWR.
Come on in and get it.
If you're in the market for a van, a 2010 Honda Odyssey EXL, and if you're looking for a little sporty car, how about a 2013 BMW 328i?
Cute.
All of those cars are in Save Money Monday, so you can see them online at AutoFlex.com. You can call one of our offices, or you can just go by and test drive one,
so you
drive it home.
Save money on the vehicle itself, because we're sending it to auction if you don't buy it, okay? Then you save on the sales tax write-off for this year, and then if you're a business owner and you can write the vehicle off for business use, and you get the 6,000-pound GVRW vehicle, you've got that savings as well.
Compound savings.
I don't think I'd call it a flex. Oh, and then with all the cool financing programs between the flex buy and leasing and our great retail financing options. No, I don't. Don't call it a flex.
Okay.
No.
All right. So we get letters from our customers, and every once in a while we'll bring one in, and we brought one in today.
We did. This is from Aaron Ferreira, and he says, Janet Vanover was very patient and attentive to someone who's never gone through the process before. She found me an even better vehicle than I was initially looking to get. I would highly recommend her and AutoFlex. Thank you, Aaron.
Thank you. We're so glad
you had a good experience, like everybody else who was there.
Part of the family now, Aaron.
Yeah. Janet's great folks, too, and she takes care of her customers really, really well, and that's why she has all those nice customers that like her.
That's right. AutoFlex Leasing fan text at 43733. Is it possible to buy or lease a vehicle if you've got good credit but you can't have proof of income?
Yes.
You don't have proof of income.
In most cases, yes. You'll need to call one of the offices to verify all of that stuff, but if you've got good credit, proof of income is not necessarily a requirement on leases or purchases, because your good credit is considered basically as proof that you're responsible.
Mm-hmm.
So give us a call. I bet we can help.
Numbers again, 817 or 972-234-1234.
Believe it or not, your credit kind of becomes a personal reference for you on so many levels.
It's your report card.
It's
your adult report card.
Your reliability and responsible report card.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I understand, as well as David, of course, and many, many people, that sometimes your credit is affected by things that are beyond your control. When the economy took a dive the way it did, and gas prices went out of control, and everything just seemed to fall apart,
mm-hmm.
you know, half a dozen years ago. Golly, time flies.
Wow.
We really did see this occur and happen to a lot of our clients. And so we morphed, we evolved, and we changed our businesses. We added, I should say, we didn't change. We grew, and we added financing for people with bruised credit. And we have all types of ways to help people, no matter what your situation is. So if you are in that situation, you can still give us a call, because leasing isn't just for perfect credit. Buying isn't just for perfect credit. And Autoflex isn't just for perfect credit.
Mm-hmm.
No.
We help everybody. So
Autoflex, too. I heard David say one time, sometimes bad credit happens to good people.
It does. Well, that's why we started the division, because we had so many good customers that had been with us for years. We've been in business 30 years.
Mm-hmm.
So actually, I have now leased and sold cars to kids of people that I leased and sold cars to 30 years ago.
I thought about that earlier. Yeah. Sure do. Yeah.
Yeah. So it's really strange.
I've been there. That's how old I am now. Mm-hmm. But so whenever I mentioned that your credit report is kind of your report card, we also know that things happen. The thing is not to perpetuate that situation. So don't keep, just because you got there doesn't mean you should still not pay.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if you're going to establish something new, you can get reestablished.
Well, and that's part of the purpose of Autoflex too, is we help people reestablish, and then they move back into the A credit tier area again after a few years.
True.
The other thing we're doing right now is, if you got a car like 3 years ago, 4 years ago, and your credit wasn't really great, there's a very good chance it's a lot better now. And we have been trading people out of the cars they're in and the loans that they're in and cutting their interest rates in half. Because if your credit, if you were a 525 Beacon 3 or 4 years ago, and you're a 650 now, we can cut your interest rate radically.
Probably
and save
in
you
half.
A lot of money. Yeah,
and we've done it. We have the Autoflex computer system. We have so many awesome features available. But one of the things that we do is look for our clients that we helped. Okay, we helped them several years ago. Their credit was bruised, and they had a higher interest rate than say the average person, and I go through and pull lists of all of the people in a certain interest rate that have been in the car at least 12 months, because, of course, the lenders want to see that you've made your payments on time for a while. And then we can call our clients and say, hey, you know, if you want to take a look at this, we'll pull your credit, take a look, see if we can improve your interest rate or trade you into a different car, whatever it is that you want to do. That's another benefit of doing business with us. Not only do we lease all makes and models and sell and flex buy, we also try to help improve our clients' position on their deals.
On a Flex Leasing fan text, yes, we still love you, Loco. Okay. Okay, Hyundai and Kia have now agreed to a cash settlement over their fake fuel economy numbers from 2011. I'm sure everyone remembers the story. 2011, their biggest thing was Hyundai Kia, best MPG in their class. And then they found out, or we found out, they didn't have a lot of class, because that, they really had sort of faked those MPG numbers. Oops, we made a mistake. Mm-hmm. We're so sorry. So
we were
anyway,
confused about how to calculate the fuel economy.
Mm-hmm.
Well, see, the EPA lets everyone do it on their own. They're on sort of the honor system.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway.
Some people weren't honorable about it.
You think? So here's how it works. If you're driving a Hyundai, you could get, and the average payout is $353. If you use that for service work, they'll double it. And if you use that to buy a new one of their products, they'll double that again.
Hmm.
Yeah. So you can save a lot of money. If you're a Kia owner, the average rebate to you is $667, by golly. And you can get those from your local Hyundai or Kia dealer that you bought that car from.
What model years did you say?
2011 through 2013.
Okay.
I wonder how people feel about someone who lied to them.
Ooh. So anyway.
Most people don't like it.
Most people don't like it. So, but if you're driving a Hyundai or a Kia, there's 900,000 owners that this affects. So the dollar figure is pretty giant when you look at it. And that is the final settlement now on the Hyundai fake MPG numbers. So we'll hear no more from this. If you're a Hyundai or a Kia driver,
I'd
go get my money.
Yeah.
I would. Yeah. That's a lot of money.
They'll do this annual payout, though. If you drive high miles, it might be more financially beneficial for you to not take the one-time upfront payment and go ahead and let them send you your reimbursement each year after you've driven.
Yeah, because you can always go back and have them check your mileage, and they'll give you a reimbursement based on your mileage.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So you can, it's an either or. You take the money up front, or you can still go in every year and have them check your mileage.
Gotcha. All right, we got to take a quick break. We'll be back with more Saturday Morning Test Drive brought to you by Autoflex Leasing.
This is the Saturday Morning Test Drive, brought to you by Autoflex Leasing.
Welcome back. This is the Saturday Morning Test Drive brought to you by AutoFlex Leasing with David, Tammy, Lane, and me, Sybil. AutoFlex Leasing fan text is 43733, or you can call AutoFlex today. What are the phone numbers, David?
Either 817 or 972-234-1234, 888-234-1234, out of the area. AutoFlex.com, where you can go and see all of the stories we're doing. In fact, we were just talking offline here about a story on AutoFlex.com's Facebook page. And it is about the new commercials that Seinfeld is writing for Acura. And if you've not seen any of them, I don't think they've really started airing a lot of them, at least not in this part of the country, you can go to AutoFlex's Facebook page and click on that Seinfeld story and watch those ads, which are very, very different than most ads that you see on cars. He says they need to build a big fence around Death Valley so that no one can drive their cars through the desert anymore on car commercials, because we've seen that a few thousand times.
We have seen it a few thousand times. So will these be on for Super Bowl?
Yeah, I think probably they will be. I think they'll be around for everything, certainly after that. But they're very, very offbeat, to say the least. They're pretty funny.
I love offbeat comedy.
Yeah, yeah, it's pretty good.
Cool. I'm going to check those out.
By the way, when he was asked what his favorite car commercials were, he said the VW commercials from the 60s, and I agree. They were great commercials because they were very self-deprecating. They made fun of Beatles being Beatles, which was great. Mm-hmm. And they sold a zillion cars.
I like the Trunk Monkey commercials.
What's Trunk Monkey's Monkey?
Great. Oh, if you haven't seen those, they're great.
You got to look it up online.
Yes.
What kind of car was it
Suburban
for?
Auto Group. They were...
It was dealership.
Yeah.
Not manufacturer. It was more of a dealership group. Is that what you were saying?
Yeah, it was the Suburban Auto Group out of the Northwest.
It was very funny.
Nice.
Yeah, you'll have to look them up. We ought to post some of those on our
Yeah, if you Google Trunk page. Monkey, you'll find them, but they are absolutely hilarious.
It's basically he's your kind of your guard, your bodyguard.
Your personal valet, your bodyguard.
Yeah.
It was, they, one of them, well, anyway.
We can't get it across.
Yeah.
Just Google it.
Google Trunk Monkey.
No way to get it across.
There's a billion views.
Mm-hmm.
AutoFlex Leasing fan text, I've got a 2011 Hyundai Sonata. I get on average 32 miles per gallon, and I drive 100 miles a day 6 days a week.
Then you get your annual check.
Yep.
That's right.
Yeah, the mileage is going to work better for you than the single payment then.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Okay, let's talk about when people are trading their cars in, some of the tips they need to do before they actually take it in to get appraised.
Well, you know, you always hear about excess wear and tear.
Mm-hmm.
If you lease a car, you know at the end there can't be any excess wear and tear, but people don't think about excess wear and tear when they're actually just trading their car in.
A car that they bought, that they own.
Guess what? It's very, very important, and there's certain things you can do that'll minimize what will happen negatively if you don't do them.
And I want to mention this. I remember, gosh, when I first started out in the leasing game, when I came to AutoFlex in 95, and I would talk to people and they say, oh, well, I've just heard horror stories about, you know, the end of turn, at, you know, when I turn in the car. I said, what do you mean? Well, you know, my friend got billed for all this stuff. Well, it turns out the friend had hail damage, bald tires, a scrape on the bumper, and they didn't get any of that repaired mm-hmm. along the way. They took their insurance money and put it in their pocket, and then they got the bill later because they didn't own that car. It's just, it's no different than if you rent an apartment or a home and you have a lease agreement and they keep your security deposit and then they try to bill you for the excess damage that you caused.
Mm-hmm.
So here's some things to look for and to do. First of all, dings and dents. Get them removed.
This isn't just for your lease car either. If you own this car, keep it up because it will affect your future resale value.
So you're going to trade it in. Go to a dent doctor, a paintless dent repair place, one of those places for dings now, not if you've been crushed, but dings and dents. And
light hail damage, door dings.
Light hail damage for sure.
Mm-hmm.
Have that removed because they can do it and it's fairly inexpensive and it will cost you more when you trade it in than it will cost you to get it fixed. And there's another thing, and I've looked at a lot of cars that were going to be traded in because I've done that. That was my job. And when I saw a car that started off with dings and dents, it had trash in the floors, it had a bunch of stuff in the trunk, when I look at that car, I immediately form a mental, this is not a nice car.
Right.
And it's not well cared for, not well maintained.
That means I'm going to have to spend a lot of money on this car before I resell it. So it just leaves this general impression, you know, it's going to cost me a lot when I trade for this car. So I'm going to back up how much I'm allowing on this car because it's going to cost me a lot to get it fixed.
Because I'm going to have to spend money on the car to make it presentable and to make sure I feel comfortable selling that to one of my clients.
Mm-hmm.
Next, we go to bumper scrapes. Tammy mentioned it. People drag their golf clubs over the back bumper. They put their cleats up on the back bumper when they're getting their golf clubs out.
And we're talking even just little minor scratches.
They come out in their cars in a parking lot, or suitcases. They come out in their cars in a parking lot and somebody has scuffed one of the bumpers up. It doesn't cost much to get a bumper painted. There's services that actually specialize in just painting bumpers. Get them painted. Get them cleaned up. You want the car to be very, very appealing visually. No scrapes, no scratches, no dents, no dings. Interior-wise, the seats should be clean, the carpets should be cleaned and vacuumed. If they're not, get your car a detail. It'll cost you $85. They'll buff the exterior. They'll shampoo the carpets. They'll clean the seats. They'll wipe everything down. And now all of a sudden you've got a car without scrapes, without dings, without dents. It's detailed. It's clean on the inside. And when you bring it to me to look at, I go, well, this car's been well taken care of.
Right.
Now I don't have to spend a lot of money. The other thing is the unknown. When you see a car that's not nice, there's a lot of unknowns. So you cushion what you're going to give for that car.
Right. You think there's more as you peel back the layers, you feel like you're going to find
other stuff.
It's not that different than selling a home.
No.
You know, before you sell your house, you might want to paint the front door, clean up the porch, remove all the clutter, you know, give it the best presentation. My dad always said, keep your shoes clean, polish your shoes. Mm-hmm. You know, people look at your shoes to see, you know, if you're good at taking care of things and taking care of your business.
Right.
It's not that different with the car. And
Autoflex Leasing Fan Text, first impressions last a long time.
True.
I think that's absolutely right, especially when you're talking about a trade-in on a vehicle.
Mm-hmm. Well, and it's like you're going on a job interview. You shave, you wear a clean pressed shirt. You're taking your car on a job interview.
That is the best anyone ever is going to look is when you interview them. Yeah, so you know that's the top.
Right.
So everything is downhill from there.
David knows. He's interviewed quite a few people.
Yeah. So anyway, another Autoflex Leasing Fan Text real quickly. What are your thoughts on the 2014 Avalon?
I love
that car.
I've loved every one of their models.
This is just me, but I'll take a 2014 Avalon over a Lexus ES. I like the car better.
Over the ES.
I'll take the Lexus ES.
The new one is nice too.
It is, but the Avalon is just great. The back seat room's bigger in the Avalon. If you're in the real estate business, the Avalon's a great car because it's big in the back seat. You can carry people around. Reliability is unbelievable. It's bulletproof like a Toyota. And we've got a great lease program on the 14 Avalon also.
Okay. Very nice.
Back to where we were.
Okay. Bald tires.
Yeah.
Now that's a wash when it comes to trading the car in because we will hit you for tires. Okay. We're going to just deduct what it would cost us to put the tires on. So it's equal. You buy the tires, we buy the tires. But if you're selling it on your own, put some better tires on it. Put some newer tires, brand new tires on it.
Yeah,
that will make a big difference.
We know we're going to have to if we sell the car.
Mm-hmm.
Also, when you're looking at your tires, look at the insides. Don't look just at the outside and at the front. Turn your wheels and look at the inside of the tire because a lot of times you'll have a lot of wear in there that you won't see just glancing, and we will see when we look at it.
Mm-hmm.
So also
good
a safety factor.
But what we're trying to get across is just eliminate reasons for somebody to start deducting things. Okay, take off this much for this, take off this much for this.
And that's exactly how it works.
Mm-hmm.
You just run a tab. Okay, I've got to fix dents and dings. It's this much. I've got to have the bumpers painted. It's this much. I've got to, and then the unknowns. I wonder when the last time they changed the oil was. You know, it's valuable to have all your services with you when you're trading in the car because it matters.
Right. Oh, yes. And you know what? If you have light colored carpet in the car, which I'm so glad the manufacturers finally caught on. They must have heard all my grumblings. Put dark carpet in the cars. People get in there with their dirty shoes.
Mm-hmm.
So I can't tell you how many homes I went to who had that light carpet in their house. They were like, Do you mind taking off your shoes? I'm like, no, I'm happy to take off my shoes.
Well,
I understand.
And the other thing is WeatherGuard mats are a really, really good investment.
Right.
They will keep your carpets nice. If you're going to keep a car 4 or 5 years, spend $75, get some decent mats in there.
Well, I don't like all weather mats because they chew up the heels on my pumps, but men have a different deal altogether with those. But you can buy a new set of floor mats. They're not that expensive, and wow, what a difference in the presentation.
Mm-hmm.
So you can have your carpets cleaned. The mats never get as clean as they were in the beginning. So just get the new ones. And I always tell people, a lot of those mats have rubber on the bottom. So when the weather is nasty, flip over your mat. You know, just turn it over and use the rubber side when it's rainy, yucky outside.
Yeah. Good idea.
Yeah, it works.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Autoflex Leasing Fantex, steam the engine, question mark. You know, usually when you get your car detailed, they'll do that and they'll clean the engine compartment up. What is considered bad tires, under 530 seconds or what? Yeah, I think that's a fairly good rule. I mean, if you can, you can use the penny rule, and if the tread touches Lincoln's head on a penny, then you've got enough tread.
That
would be all the way across. If it does not, then probably you need to replace the tires.
And think about this when you're buying the new car, those sport tires that last 10,000 miles.
Yeah.
Think about that, because those are expensive and you'll be replacing them every year or less, depending on how many miles you drive. That's always a surprise to people in BMW sport edition cars.
The V-rated tires. Yeah. The reason they're V-rated is because they're much softer than a regular tire, and they also wear out a lot more quickly. Porsche is known for those. The back tires on a 911 will last about 5,000 to 7,000 miles.
That's why that car's so fun to drive, because you know, you're not likely to go skidding off, but you pay for it.
Right.
So excess wear and tear, it does affect the future value of your car when you trade it, when you sell it. If you lease it, well, we sell a little policy to protect you there, so we can do that. We can make sure you're covered.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Do we have time to talk about several of these dumb people?
Let's talk about dumb people.
We do. Maybe we can do it next week.
Okay.
Oh.
But stay tuned for that, because we'll get to it next Saturday morning at 9 a.m. And if you have a question, or if you want to find out what your car's worth, maybe you want to test drive or take advantage of all the great deals going on at AutoFlex, call these phone numbers, 817 or 972-234-1234, or you can log on to the website autoflex.com. Thanks to Lane, and thank you to David Blassingame and Tammy Pickard. We'll see you guys back here next weekend. I'm Sybil Summers. This has been the Saturday Morning Test Drive, brought to you by AutoFlex Leasing.